Welcome to episode 213 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we are continuing Hodgepodge Week by taking a look at that world-famous jazz song, Rhapsody in Blue. George Gershwin's electric, energetic composition, Rhapsody in Blue, is probably one of the best-known pieces of music in the world. In its day, not only was Rhapsody in Blue a catchy tune, it ushered in a new age of music. In November 1923, a jazz band leader named Paul Whiteman had a truly radical idea. He wanted to perform an all-jazz concert in a concert hall. Now, at that time, jazz was not considered mainstream. In fact, it was considered immoral by mainstream America. And some even took racist points of view, calling jazz Negro music. And they probably didn't use the word Negro. To perform an all-jazz concert was just unthinkable to the high-society types that would normally attend a concert hall symphony. But Whiteman forged ahead with his idea, calling up an experimental jazz-influenced classical composer named George Gershwin and persuading him to write a song for his concert, which was just 5 weeks away at that point. At first, Gershwin had trouble writing, but one day, on a train, the song hit him like a steelworker's hammer. Gershwin said, quote, "I suddenly heard and even saw on paper the complete rhapsody from beginning to end," end quote. And within a few days, he had finished his manuscript. It was fully completed and orchestrated on February 4th, just 8 days before the concert. The usual highbrow snooty type symphony goers showed up for the experimental performance, where Gershwin's Rhapsody was second to last on the schedule. The concert was exceptionally long, with 26 different movements. For those of you out there not in the music scene, that's really long. On top of all this, the ventilation system in the theater wasn't working, so the room was stiflingly hot. The musical concert was failing, and the audience was starting to walk out when they heard a soul clarinet call out through the theater. Rhapsody in Blue had begun. The song enthralled the audience, and they sat back down for the entire 12-minute performance. Thanks for tuning in to episode 213 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Make sure you tune in tomorrow as we continue Hodgepodge Week by trying to help the Puritans overcome some of their bad reputation.